Our scripture reading this morning is Numbers chapter 29, and we'll pick up at verse 12 and conclude to the end of the chapter. You'll find it on page number 174 in your pew Bible. That's a longer section, but it all goes together because it describes the sacrificial offerings that are to be made during the Feast of Booths, also known as the Feast of Tabernacle. This was the great harvest festival. In the middle of the seventh month, the harvest has come in, and they are to make sacrifices to God. And you see their agricultural sacrifices. Now, the principle is being expressed there that when we receive bounty from the Lord, our first impulse should not be, or at least not our only impulse, should not be that of the world, which says, what can I do with this for myself? But rather, what might I do with this to glorify and serve God? And so they're giving back a portion to him because he's the Lord of the harvest. They are able to do that. These are expensive gifts. Well, he will provide for them. And so as they obey him, they're showing their faith and thanksgiving in doing so. And notice it is unblemished sacrifices. Now, that's a way of saying don't give cheap things to God. Give things that are costly and valuable. And, of course, that's looking forward to the Lord Jesus Christ, who was able to be our sacrifice for sin because he was himself without sin. Now, one of the features that we'll see here as we go day to day, it's going to sound a little tedious. We're going to go day by day through the sacrifices. And the one thing that's going to change is the number of bulls that they offer is going to decrease by one on each day. Now, this is a sin offering, and they're moving themselves forward to the time when they won't have to make sin offerings in that way. I think we can see a son saying to his father, well, we did 13 yesterday. Now we're doing, the nation's doing 12 bulls today. Bulls are very valuable to an agricultural people. And then it'll be 11, then 10. Father, will we ever come to the time when we're not sacrificing bulls at all? And of course, the answer is Jesus Christ. In John's gospel, so many of Jesus' great statements about himself were made in the context of the Feast of Tabernacles. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. That was at the Feast of Tabernacles. And it all is looking forward to him who would come. He has come, our Savior, and we find both our salvation and our fullness in him. Well, let us have these things in mind as we hear the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 12 of Numbers 29. On the 15th day of the seventh month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall not do any ordinary work, and you shall keep a feast to the Lord 7 days. And you shall offer a burnt offering, a food offering, with a pleasing aroma to the Lord, 13 bulls from the herd, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old. They shall be without blemish. And their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 0.3 ephah for each of the 13 bulls, 0.2 for each of the rams, and 0.1 for each of the 14 lambs. Also 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the second day, 12 bulls from the herd, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old, without blemish, with the grain offering and the drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, for the lambs, in the prescribed quantities. Also 1 male goat for a sin offering, beside the regular burnt offering and its grain offering and their drink offerings. On the third day, 11 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old, without blemish, with the grain offering and the drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, in the prescribed quantities. Also 1 male goat for a sin offering, beside the regular burnt offering and its grain offering and its drink offering. On the fourth day, 10 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old, without blemish, with the grain offering and the drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, in the prescribed quantities. Also 1 male goat for a sin offering, beside the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the fifth day, 9 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old without blemish, with the grain offering and the drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs in the prescribed quantities. Also 1 male goat for a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering and its grain offering and its drink offering. On the sixth day, 8 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old without blemish, with the grain offering and the drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs in the prescribed quantities. Also 1 male goat for a sin offering, beside the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offerings. On the seventh day, 7 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old without blemish, with the grain offering and the drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs in the prescribed quantities, also 1 male goat for a sin offering, beside the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the eighth day you shall have a solemn assembly. You shall not do any ordinary work, but you shall offer a burnt offering, a food offering with its pleasing aroma to the Lord, 1 bull, 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old without blemish, and the grain offering and the drink offerings for the bull, for the rams, for the lambs in the prescribed quantities, and 1 male goat for a sin offering, beside the regular burnt offering and its grain offering and its drink offering. These you shall offer to the Lord at your appointed feasts, in addition to your vow offerings and your freewill offerings, for your burnt offerings and for your grain offerings and for your drink offerings and for your peace offerings. So Moses told the people of Israel everything just as the Lord had commanded Moses. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.